This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
So, Macca, I think we've got the Deputy Premier and the Minister for Education on the phone.
He must be in an area with phone coverage.
He might be.
Yeah. So, yes, I believe we have the Deputy Premier, James Molino, also the State Member for Monbulk, Minister for Education and Emergency Affairs. God, you're like Martin Foley. You got lots of jobs, James. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, yeah. I'm pretty busy. Got a lot of important jobs, but good to join with you this morning. Well,
good on you. Do you have phone towers out where you live, by the way?
Do I have phone towers?
Yeah, because you live out in the hills, don't you?
Yeah. We've been trying to get rid of those black spots, but... I've just been at a teacher's conference and I'm in the car now.
Well, we just thought we'd share with you that your somewhat opposite number, Tim Smith, we just heard he was actually going to be on after you. He's in the Adelaide Hills, I suspect, you know, selling Lamingtons for Georgina Downer. But apparently there's no phone coverage in the Adelaide Hills.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So you can't call in.
Yeah. Can't call in.
Perhaps they could divert some of that submarine funding.
Yeah, indeed.
Put up some phone towers. Anyway, we're going to take the opportunity to speak with you because you are available. Can you run us through, James, exactly, or, you know, not exactly, but, in, you know, what is the government's position on school bullying? We've seen there's a lot of discussion about this. The Youth Affairs Council have a couple of proposals or discussion papers out there. I'd like to know what the... Martin Foley has reiterated quite strongly previously on this show the government's support for safe schools, but I'd like to hear it from you as well as the responsible minister.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of discussion because this is a massive issue right across our country, and the stats are pretty scary. There was a national study that found that one in four students in Australia experience bullying at some stage during their life at school. That's around 910,000 kids nationally, and that is similarly consistent with some of our state figures, where they report that each year approximately 228,000 Victorian school students experience bullying. And the reason that this is important is that we know that if a child doesn't feel safe, doesn't feel happy, if they're bullied at school, they're in no position to learn, and it can have dramatic impacts on their lives. So this is a really serious issue. Mental health, bullying. So there's a range of things that we're doing. E-Smart Schools, which really focuses on cyberbullying. We got our Bully Stoppers program. Back in February, we announced some additional funding to tackle racism, as well as further improvements to mental health, around 40,000 additional hours of direct mental health support in our schools. But specifically on safe schools, Martin Foley is absolutely correct. We are committed to this program because it's a program that saves lives. And, you know, I'm a parent. I've got three kids. What we know is that same-sex attracted young people are six times more likely to attempt suicide. Six times more likely. And as a parent, that is frightening. You know, if you have a child, you know, my kids are in primary school, but, you know, later on, they may well come to me and say, "Dad, I'm gay," and that statistic scares the hell out of me. Mm. And this is why, you know, safe schools has been a bit of a political football over the last couple of years. But let's go back to why 6, 7, 8 years ago, parents, students, teachers, principals came and said, "We need a dedicated universal anti-bullying program for LGBTI students." Everyone was saying this. In the past, it's been supported by both sides of politics, federal governments and state governments. Now, the last election, we made a commitment that we would roll out safe schools to every Victorian government secondary school, And I can tell you and your listeners, we're about 98, 99% there. So we've just got a handful of schools left, and I'm really proud because this is a program that saves lives. So the thing I have issue with what the opposition are proposing...
So could you articulate to us exactly what it is that they are proposing? Because apart from the three strikes and you're out, I can't see what's really new.
No, there's not a lot. There's not a lot new, Taz. You know, one of the things they're committed is e-smart in every government school, 1,500 government schools across our system. We've already funded to roll out e-smart, the Alana and Madeline Foundation's e-smart program, to every school across the state.
Well, that's right.
So we've funded it. It's extremely popular, and we're rolling it out. So there's nothing new there. The thing that they don't want to talk about, but they are undeniably doing, and they've said so, is that they're going to scrap the Safe Schools program. And my question is, why would you want to do that? And I just repeat, and I repeat it to Liberal Party parliamentarians, and when I'm out on the hustings, same-sex attracted young people are six times more likely to attempt suicide. The vast majority of same-sex attracted young people are bullied. The vast majority of that bullying occurs in our schools. We need the Safe Schools program, and we're the only party of government that is committed to rolling it out. Not just rolling it out, but improving it. So part of the changes that we've made to Safe Schools is to say to schools, don't just sign up to the program. Tell us what you're doing. What are the practical changes that you're making in your school to promote inclusion, to promote safety for all kids? So, you know, this is a big area of difference. But beyond that, when you look at the Liberal Party policy, you know, we've already reformed our expulsion processes. We've already improved engagement with parents, with victims, and with principals through the expulsion process. So there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors about the Liberal Party's bullying offering, but what they are doing at its heart is deleting the Safe Schools program.
Well, I mean, that's pretty clear. And we've previously had David Davis, who's the opposition speaker for Equality, on this very show. And he was unable to really explain to us...
No, he wasn't across the policy detail at all, Taz. Unable to explain. He knew nothing.
Okay, you've just heard that.
Nothing. Not a cracker, not a crumb, nothing.
We asked him on several occasions how a future Liberal government's approach to safe schools would be different, and he was unable to tell us, except to say that it would be a proper anti-bullying program. Now, what I find interesting about this anti-bullying program is that, in fact, it's actually bullying kids. What happens to those children when they're expelled from school?
Yeah, where do they
go? What are their options, and what responsibility does the state have for the welfare of all children to ensure that they feel safe and are valued and can learn?
That's right. And, you know, expulsions should be the last resort. You know, we inherited an education system where 10,000 young people each and every year completely dropped out of education. And you think about that impact on the rest of their lives. You know, we've got a responsibility as parents, as community members, as politicians, ministers, you know, we've got a responsibility to make sure that we don't allow people to fall through the cracks. Because when you fall through the cracks, there's only one life journey for you. And that's a life journey that leads to disadvantage. It's a life journey that leads into the criminal justice system. You know, we've got a responsibility, as difficult and as challenging as some of these young people are, we need to make sure that there's a pathway through. And it may not be at the school that they're attending, but you've got to try and continue to engage with them and provide them a pathway that leads them beyond their behaviour and to better life choices.
Can I just ask, Minister, I really struggle to understand why something as basic as a policy like this and a structure like this, why it is open, why it's being contested in the political space. I don't, I don't understand it.
Yeah, there's no logic to it. There's no fact to it. I mean, there's so many lies and misinformation about safe schools. It doesn't teach sexual practices. It just doesn't do any of the things that the feral opponents to safe schools say it does. But what has happened over the last few years, it got caught up in the marriage equality debate, and it was used as the proxy. It was used as a proxy of opponents to the marriage equality debate. Let's vote no to that, because look what they're doing in our schools. It's just lies and misinformation. And I challenge everyone I talk to, and this is not, by the way, an issue that is resonating in the community. It's not an issue that's resonating in our schools. Our kids get it. Our kids get equality. Our kids get bullying. Young people overwhelmingly are in favour of equality. But when I'm out on the hustings and I talk to community members, and if they raise concerns about safe schools, I say to them, show me what you are concerned about. And no one ever has an answer to that question.
Yeah, I agree. It's disturbing. Look, I want to thank you for your... sorry, Tash, you wanted to...
James, just one final point from me before you do head off. I understand that you're busy this morning. Given that Tim Smith is unable to join us this morning, and if he was available to join us, what question would you put to him?
I would push him on providing the evidence. What is it about safe schools that he finds so objectionable? Actually, push them on the evidence, because there is nothing. You know, it doesn't do the things that opponents say it does. So I would ask him the question of why. What is it about safe schools that you don't like?
And where is the evidence to support your arguments?
Yeah, where is the evidence? I mean, we're living in a world at the moment where, you know, facts don't matter. You know, the truth doesn't matter. You know, people are saying whatever they like. So that's what I would ask him if I had the opportunity, and if you get the opportunity at some stage, asking that question. Why?
That's a great question, and I think that we might even just shoot that out via Twitter to him as well. James, yep. Thank you very much for your time this morning. I know that you've got a busy schedule and you've got lots to do, and thank you for taking a bit of time out to engage in this conversation with us.
And thank you. Pleasure. Thank you for your support for our community and on these issues. I know every electorate, this is a challenging discussion sometimes, but we appreciate your support and your long-term support. Thank you.
Thanks, Taz. Thanks, Macca.
Cheers.
All the best.
That was James Molino, Deputy Premier, Minister for Education and Emergency Affairs, and also State Member for Monbulk.
And Macca, what a very good question that was.
Yes.
Seriously, it's absolutely the right question. What is it that you are afraid of? And where is the evidence to back your fears?
Mm.
And I'm yet to hear that.
You want evidence, Taz? Why would you want... What's this? Evidence? Around policy? Come on.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.